morning, everybody. Welcome. Please have a seat. We'll have our announcements.
Good morning. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, MorrevilleAlliance@shaw.ca. Our children in ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school is for age 4 to grade 5 and nurseries from infant to grade 3. Our summer jam camp program is going to happen the third week of August. We're encouraging you to sign your children up and for them invite friends. We'll be having another baptism on July 28th. This is something you want more information on. You can contact the church office. Thank you for all those who helped with the church picnic last week. That went wonderful. If you like prayer today, we'll have people stationed in the back corner there that will pray for you after the service. That's all our announcements.
If you'd like to stand, please do so. As you can see, we're a little lighter on the band today, so please engage, help us out.
Mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law. house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet.
Imagine the sun and give source to his light.
actually no language here on earth that can fully describe you, but we are going to try. So we're here this morning to gather in your honor and for your glory and to offer you what we can with our words and our expression. We just thank you for this place, Lord Jesus. I thank you for the community that you've gathered here and that this represents just a small portion of your family and your body, and it's just like a tiny glimpse of eternity here. So we just thank you, Lord, and bless you as best we can with our limited words. Amen.
Amen.
Before you sit down, this is greeting time, and
good
kids,
morning.
You're off to Sunday
good
school.
Morning, good morning. You who get all the love, I get all the stings. Good morning, Oliver. Good morning, Harold. Good morning again. Good morning. Good morning. Glad to have you here. Good morning, Landon. Good morning, Rowena. Hey, Carter. Aw, Jackson's such a cutie. I think you should keep him.
I know.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Let's have a good laugh.
Good morning, Mama. Fred, I'll do it like this. Sorry, Carolyn. Hey, Troy, good morning. It's two Sundays in a row?
Yeah, I got the week off.
Oh, it's pretty sweet. You come and share it with us?
Yeah.
Good morning, Drew. Good morning, Brandon. Hey, Ernie. Good morning to you. Good morning, Don. Good morning. Josiah says, I'm going to go fishing with Don. That's what he said. I think it's great. They're in southern BC right now. So, hey, sorry. I keep navigating. Yeah. Good to see you, Roman. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Marge. Good morning again. Hey, good morning. I'm Lewis. Bruce. Laura, great to meet you guys. Good morning, Liam. Good morning, James. I have a painting for you. I've got a painting for you. Oh, who's doing the reading? You are. I'm going to put it up.
I tried to learn you about a prayer, but I didn't get very far because I thought it might be a good reading song. I'll work on it.
Quietly where we are right now. Let us express our attitude. life that is long and prosperous, then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search your peace and work to maintain it. Have we been people of peace this week? At our job, in our relationships, in our home, with our parents, children, lovers. Confessing sins to God right now. Let us turn away from evil. Thanksgiving, verse 8 and 9. Taste and see the Lord is good. Oh, the joy of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, who is God the people. For those who fear him love all they need. What joys and abundant goodness have you experienced this week? Thank God for these instances. Let us also take a few moments to thank God for giving us all that we need. Thank you for the warmth of the sun. Supplication, verse 4 says, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. In my desperation, I prayed and the Lord listened and he saved me from all my troubles. What fears and troubles you today? Is it your health? We have a difficulty at work. Is there someone else who is in need that you're troubled with? Let us ask the God who listens to free us, to save us, to help us. Pray for Lou and Harold, for Brad and Terry Lynn and the family, Will and Mark, for Sean and Chantel, Monique and Wolf, for Shannon and Cam, for Ben and March, Jerry and Gloria, for Shirek and Jeanette, Matthew and Trina, for Isaac and Colleen, for Vicky and Don, some of the places around the world, Yemen, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Israel, Gaza, Iran, Ukraine, Haiti. For Canada and the United States, we pray for healing in our country now. And then for all the unspoken requests, we come to you. The one who loves us, the one who cares us, the one that is closer than our very breath. We give ourselves to you and pray that you would indeed heal us, rescue us, and restore us. As a community of Jesus followers, let's grow together in faith, hope, and love. Let us pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning. The scripture this morning is taken from Psalm 91, verses 1 to 16. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, If you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation.